Yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here.
Melody, Little Girl Guide. Why don't you stop your crying? Here comes Ivor, the dirty old sooty engine driver, to make you feel all right.
My name is Ivor. I'm an engine driver. I know him well. I know why you feel blue. Just 'cause he's late.
Forgiven. Now, that trio had a pretty cool guitarist and lead singer, but I thought we'd spotlight the bassist and drummer instead. There's the Jimi Hendrix Experience and She's So Fine, written by bassist Noel Redding, and that was Noel on lead vocals, and of course, the incredible Mitch Mitchell on drums. Oh, yeah, and Jimi Hendrix was the guitarist. She's So Fine, coming from Axis, Bold as Love. From late 1967, from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. We heard The Who recorded live on the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus. A quick one while he's away. A great showcase for the incredible Keith Moon. And it was Rush featuring Neil Peart. And boy, we miss Neil Peart. YYZ, or if you prefer, YYZ, coming from the 1981 album Moving Pictures from Rush. Here on 98.1 KZE, I'm Darren DeVivo, and this is Noises from the Valley, and I've got two more songs from the birthday boy, Ringo Starr. He celebrated his 86th this past Tuesday.
I get by with a little help from my friends.
Ringo Starr and his all-star band with friends Steve Lukather from Toto, from Men at Work Colin Hay, from Average White Band Hamish Stewart, Warren Ham, Greg Bissonette, and Buck Johnson. Friday, September 25th, Bethel Woods Center for the Arts. On sale now at BethelWoodsCenter.org or Ticketmaster.com. Spend the night with camping and glamping on the historic site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival.
Hi, this is Lorraine from the Kingston Farmers Market. Join us in the County Courthouse parking lot, uptown, on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have over 80 local vendors with seasonal fruit, veggies, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, and other specialty goods and essential items. There will be live music, community groups, and special events. That's the Kingston Farmers Market in the County Courthouse parking lot, uptown, Saturdays from 9 to 1, rain or shine. Find out more about our events and programs at KingstonFarmersMarket.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for shopping local and supporting your local food economy. See you on Saturday.
Hi, this is Clayton from Van Cleek's Tire, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
And I'm Darren DeVivo with you Friday nights from 7 until 11 with Noises from the Valley on WKZE at 98.1 FM and 105.9 FM. And you can also listen at WKZE.com. In fact, if you go to our website, you'll find our audio archives there where you can listen to this edition of Noises from the Valley or some of the more recent editions of the show at your leisure on demand in our audio archives. You also check out a bunch of the other terrific programs we have at WKZE. They are archived for a limited time on our website. By all means, go there and check out WKZE.com. So tonight's show spotlights great drummers, great drum solos, and we're celebrating Ringo Starr's birthday. The oldest Beatle turned 86 this past Tuesday, July 7th. I want to play two more songs from Ringo Starr right now, starting with something from 1976 that was part of Ringo's fifth studio album called Ringo's Rotogravure. That was the first album he put out after his time with Apple Records came to an end. Ringo signed a new deal with Atlantic Records here in the U.S., and overseas he signed with Polydor, and he put out Ringo's Rotogravure in 76, which featured this song, which was a modestly successful hit single for Ringo Starr called A Dose of Rock and Roll. It was written by Carl Grossman, who recorded for Ringo's label, Ringo Records. Ringo Starr never recorded for Ringo Records, but in the mid to late 1970s, Ringo Starr did in fact have his own label, Ringo Records, and Carl Grossman was one of the artists signed to Ringo. And here's his song, A Dose of Rock and Roll, covered by Ringo on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE. All right!
You're feeling down, you're feeling blue. You do know that you care, but you don't know what to do. If your mama don't feel good, or your daddy don't feel good, take a dose of rock and roll and wash it down with. Mean
My baby, you said to me, this ain't no time for any nickel and dime or a wasted memory. So you all gather round, it's about the town and it sounds of history. In the rhythm's play that rolled the waves and brought you back to me. Keep cool, yeah. Can't fool ya, Bambula. Down in Congo Square, not so long ago, a Creole beat would play. And an old quadroon in a big bad moon would dine on Etouffee. Or maybe dig the gumbo rumble in a mumbo jumbo way. But a sweetheart deal with the heart surreal, he'd play and she'd sashay. Taking all my breath away. With every little lazy lay, feeling all so genesee. There's no time to hesitate. Never early, never late. Let us keep it straight, never separate. It's not too intimate. Engaging the raging that changes.
Bambula, Ringo Starr. He wrote that with Van Dyke Parks. Bambula, coming from the 2015 album Postcards from Paradise. We heard a dose of rock and roll from Ringo's Rotogravure, two from Ringo Starr, and a belated happy birthday to Ringo, who turned 86 this past Tuesday. We're going to Woodstock in just a couple. Here on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE.
It's the KZE Community Bulletin Board, a weekly listing of community events in our tri-state listening area. The Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Hudson Valley Goldsmith, offering fine, handmade jewelry, on-site repairs, and the work of over 50 designers. Voted best jewelry store in the Hudson Valley at 71 Main Street in New Paltz, New York, and online at hudsonvalleygoldsmith.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with 7 locations to serve you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley. WilliamsLumber.com, and Taste New York Market at Todd Hill. On the Taconic Parkway, discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Saturday, July 11th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., annual Battle of the Bands at the Tin Barn in Germantown. 6 outstanding Hudson Valley bands compete for a $1,000 Judge's Choice Award and a $500 Fan Favorite Award, flea market, food, and live music. Also Saturday, July 11th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., Estuary Tales, the life and times of the Hudson River at the Stissing Center. Monday, July 13th from 6 to 7 p.m., free yoga class for adults at East Fishkill Community Library. Tuesday, July 14th from 10 to 10:30 a.m., story times with Miss Amy for ages 2 to 5 at the Gardner Library. Wednesday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., weekly women's writers group at the East Fishkill Community Library. Thursday, July 16th from 7 to 9 p.m., Dutchman Landing's Music in the Park with the Burnett Sisters. To submit your nonprofit or community event to KZE, email the Who, What, Where, When of your event to info@wkze.com.
Want to see live music with world-class musicians in an intimate venue with great food, drinks, and amazing sound? Well, it's right down the road in Pawling, New York, Daryl's House. Rock and roll legend Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates started webcasting musician friends jamming at his house. Now he's created the same vibe. Daryl's House, restaurant and live music club, offers an impressive lineup of legendary and up-and-coming performers from across the genres. Come early and have dinner. The eclectic menu features delicious steaks, seafood, pasta, sandwiches, drinks, and music. Daryl's House, restaurant and live music club in Pauling, New York. Daryl's House Club.
Wednesday, Yacht Lobsters, soft rock of the 70s and early 80s, night one. Thursday, Yacht Lobsters, night two. Friday, the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. Saturday, Simply Stapleton, the ultimate Chris Stapleton tribute. Sunday, Canyon Lights and Handsome Jack. Darylshouseclub.com. KZE is inviting you to frolic at the farm Saturday, August 8th at Hardeman Orchards in Red Hook. Right in the heart of our listening area, you'll find world-class music, mouth-watering food, artisan vendors, and only the best vibes, all convening on a beautiful, working farm. The frolic is for everyone. For the grown-up frolickers, we've got craft beer, flash tattoos, vintage shopping, and a full day of musical immersion. Kids under 12 frolic free, and we'll have family-friendly fun, including face painting, music by Wandering Jack, and a daytime disco dance party. Don't miss the one-night-only Bayou Super Jam, a collaboration between heavy-hitting, legendary players from bands like Parliament Funkadelic and Humphreys McGee, plus a horn section straight from New Orleans. Come along for the ride as these masters of their craft get together and cut loose. Plus, two of the best homegrown bands in the area, Berkshire Mountain natives Billy Keen and The Waking Dream, and Hudson Valley Harmoniers' Bluestone Quarry. Frolic at the Farm, a full day of music, community, and fun, Saturday, August 8th at Hardeman Orchards in Red Hook. Kids 12 and under frolic for free. Tickets won't last long, so grab yours now at WKZE.com and come frolic at the farm. Brought to you by Upstate Pines Dispensary in Red Hook, New York, offering cannabis, pre-rolls, vapes, edibles, and more. Open 7 days, UpstatePines.com.
This is Loretta Moralia, your Hudson Valley mediator. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
And I'm Darren DeVivo with you on Noises from the Valley as we listen to great drummers, great drum solos, and celebrate Ringo Starr's birthday. Now, we're about 4 to 5 weeks away from the 57th anniversary of the original Woodstock Festival, and Santana played at Woodstock on Saturday afternoon, August 16th, 1969. Now, when Santana appeared on stage at approximately 2 in the afternoon, they were virtually unknowns. In fact, they were an unknown band here on the East Coast. They came from the Bay Area, and in the Bay Area, they were somewhat popular, an up-and-coming band that had just signed to Columbia Records. They hadn't released their first album yet. That was coming in a couple of weeks at the end of August 1969, the album simply known as Santana. But those in the audience at Woodstock would have their heads blown off when Santana started their performance. And that performance was powered by their 20-year-old drummer, Michael Shreve, who in fact had just turned 20 about 5 weeks earlier. With Michael Shreve on drums, recorded live at Woodstock on August 16, 1969, here's Santana and Soul Sacrifice on 98.1 KZE.
We got one more tune.
the powerhouse drumming of Stuart Copeland. Not only fun to listen to, he's fun to watch as well. There's The Police in the title track to their second album, Regatta de Blanc, from 1979, featuring the powerhouse Stuart Copeland on drums, along with Sting and Andy Summers. And we heard Santana recorded live at Woodstock Saturday afternoon, August 16th, 1969. With their 20-year-old drummer, Michael Shreve. That was Soul Sacrifice. And after their performance, everyone in the audience at Woodstock had the name Santana on their lips. 2 weeks later, the band's self-titled debut album came out, featuring the studio version of Soul Sacrifice. I'm Darren DeVivo here on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE. And coming up, a selection from an ensemble fronted by both Charlie Watts and Jim Keltner.
Most of the time, we can resolve conflict with negotiation and tact. But what about when the stakes are high and middle ground seems out of reach? That's when you might need a mediator. Loretta Moralia offers mediation services in the Hudson Valley to those who are trying to resolve the biggest issues with the smallest amount of conflict, whether it be divorce, custody disputes, elder care issues, or the estate of a loved one. Mediation is an assisted conversation with an impartial person. Loretta helps you move beyond roadblocks so the conversation can be more productive and real problem solving can begin. As the mediator, Loretta does not take sides or decide the case like a judge. Instead, all involved are very much a part of the conversation and are thereby empowered to help create a resolution that will uniquely satisfy all the parties' needs.
Hi, I'm Loretta Moralia. I've been helping people just like you resolve conflicts for nearly 20 years. Reach out and let's work together to resolve yours.
Loretta Moralia Mediation. The Mediation and Law Offices of Loretta Moralia Esquire. Visit YonkersMediation.com.
Hi, this is Jeff and Audrey from Mirabai.
And you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
And this is Darren DeVivo with Noises from the Valley. And it was in 2000 that Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts teamed up with fellow drummer Jim Keltner to form the Charlie Watts Jim Keltner Project. They recorded and released one album that came out in 2000, an album simply known as Charlie Watts Jim Keltner Project. And the album was described as a heartfelt tribute to jazz drumming royalty that takes a daring excursion into techno world beat exotica. The songs on the album were named after legendary drummers like Shelly Mann, Art Blakey, Kenny Clarke, Tony Williams, Max Roach, Airtoe, Billy Higgins, and the final song on the album was called Elvin Suite. This one that I'm going to play for you right now is Roy Haynes, the song Roy Haynes, from the Charlie Watts Jim Keltner Project here on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.
Musical diversity in the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills, we are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290 BZ-FM Red Hook, online at WKZE.com.
You know that her heart is the truth.